Over his 35-year career, he has performed 25 roles in over 700 performances at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And for the past 10 years, his rich baritone voice has filled the stands and ballparks all across the country, where he's been singing the national anthem. It's nice to have you back on the program.
That's a pleasure, Marvin. It really is.
How did someone who became such a rich baritone renowned singer ever get there from a career which you wanted to pursue in baseball?
Well, I wasn't good enough. I tried it. I played semi-pro ball. Tommy Holmes and I, who became a great hitter, played Sandlot ball. He had it and I didn't. And my mother was right. She was right. She brought the voice teachers over to the house the day I had a pitch, etc. And I'm glad she did. But the love for baseball has never left.
But now you have the best of both worlds, really. You continue singing all over the world before kings, queens, presidents, and you're out on the mound every year, every season, belting out the Star Spangled Banner. How many times do you believe you've done it?
Well, I've done it for several World Series, many playoffs. It's my 10th year, by the way, with the Yankees and George. Maybe 500, 1,000 times I've done it.
How did all that come about?
The national anthem? Well, they asked me to record it for them about 10 years ago. And I went into a CBS studio. It was owned then by CBS, and I recorded it. And it caught on, and it's been used all over the country. I've been called the Oh Say Can You See guy by the kids that wait, the Star-Spangled Baritone. I think it's wonderful to be out there singing for these young people. I've made so many new fans that never went to the opera.
You also, with the New York Yankees, here's a picture of you with Billy Martin, and you have an official uniform, a number 1.5.
That's right. Billy,
a shot of you.
Billy gave me that several years ago when I managed the Old Timers Day. I looked for a uniform, and he had one. The 1.5 was a gay uniform that George made for him, and he gave it to me. I never gave it back, and so it's become an official uniform.
Robert Goulet was on the program, and he told us he had difficulty singing the national anthem once he forgot the words. Ever happened to you?
Well, he scared everybody. Well, but after that, everybody was worried about it. I never used the words before. And then I became concerned. People wrote him down on cufflinks and on cuffs, etc. I missed him once at the for Kennedy, the late President Kennedy, at the Madison Square Garden, that great birthday party that they gave him. And I was so concerned about Jack Benny was the master of ceremonies. And before I went on, he said, Bob, don't blow the words. And that's the worst thing you can do. So I was coming, and the Rockets Red Glare, and I suddenly became concerned, and it didn't come out right. And what I did was move the microphone. Nobody saw that, so it sounded as though there was problems electrically, mechanically. I overcame it.
In reading some of the background on you, it's hard to believe when you were growing up in Brooklyn that you were once a soprano.
No, I was a boy soprano. Yes. You see, when you're a boy soprano as a kid, you become a bass or a baritone. Altos as a kid become tenors. Thank God I was a boy soprano, because can you imagine me a tenor?
Your son is now 27, David, mm-hmm. and he's pursuing a musical career, but quite different from yours. He is now involved in rock and roll. Does that great you?
He's had I enjoyed it. I because he's so excited about it, and he worked at it. He's a fine musician. That's important. The Rattlers, they've been doing very well. But lately, he's been composing and recording background music for an off-Broadway show, and he loves it. And I say, and that may be his future, although he loves to play, and he's a fine musician.
Another of your successes is the fact that you've been married 30 years. You and Marion also work together. She's your accompanist. To what would you attribute such a successful marriage?
Well, love.
That's always good for a beginner.
Love, yes. Compassion. The fact that she understands my work, because she's a fine pianist, a Juilliard graduate, and she knows we're a little nutty when we have to perform, and then she's just a great gal, and we understand each other, and I think that's what does it, Marvin, a feeling of respect for one another.
What's the immediate future hold for you, Bob?
To keep on singing. I do 40 concerts a year, but I just don't only sing at Yankee Stadium and sing the National Anthem. I do about 40 concerts, symphony, and universities around the country. And I'm singing in Queens College, by the way, March 5th and 6th, with the Queens Symphony.
Robert Merrill, thanks ever so much for returning to Midday Edition.
Well, it's always fun.